This is JIS News. Coming up, government to launch integrated cleanup program. Funding identified for Southern Coastal Highway Project and PICA reports seamless operations at the National Indoor Sports Center. The news in detail after this message.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include the Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and the Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Now the news. The government will in short order launch an island-wide integrated cleanup and vector control program. The program will see the eradication of mosquito breeding sites in light of the threat of the Zika virus. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the initiative will be done in collaboration with several ministries, departments and agencies.
We are going to come very shortly with an integrated program in terms of a cleanup program, a drain cleaning and that kind of thing. But I think the citizens of the country must also take responsibility for their health, even as government must lead the process.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking in an interview with JIS News Monday. The Pan-American Health Organization has warned of the likelihood of the Zika virus spreading to other countries given the current outbreak in Brazil. Symptoms of the Zika virus include severe fever, joint and muscle pains, headaches, rashes, and conjunctivitis. These symptoms usually appear within 3 to 12 days following a mosquito bite. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing Dr. Omar Davies says a source has been identified to provide funding of $250 million to begin construction of the Southern Coastal Highway. He says talks are now taking place between himself and the Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, to add the project to the budget.
We have identified the source of financing, but what we need to do is to identify when this can be brought into the budget. We have no intention of keeping a significant investment like this off budget.
Dr. Davies was speaking at the signing of 9 contracts to begin works under the Major Infrastructure Development Program at the ministry recently. The project will improve the southern coastal corridors of the island from Harbourview in Kingston to Port Antonio, Portland, and Negril, Westmoreland to Mandeville in Manchester. It will be undertaken in segments with Section 1 to entail Harbourview to Port Antonio. The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, is reporting that the passport application process being carried out at the National Indoor Sports Center has been seamless. The decision to accommodate passport applications at the Indoor Sports Center follows the announcement of an increase in passport fees effective June 1. Chairman of PICA's advisory board, Dr. Leakim Simaj, says PICA will accept and process passport applications at the National Indoor Sports Center from Tuesday, May 26 through to Friday, May 29.
They started handing out tickets at 5 o'clock. By 6:30, 450 tickets were handed out. So the public responded early. By about 10:30, 280 people were actually processed. One little hiccup we had in Montego Bay that there was a power cut. GPS power cut for a couple of hours, but that's back online now, so we're running smooth right across the island.
Dr. Simaj was speaking in an interview with JIS News. And the chairman of PICA's advisory board, Dr. Leakim Simaj, says the agency is using its operations at the National Indoor Sports Center to test several new service options. The new options include having a separate line for children as well as the disabled. Dr. Simard says the added services will help to improve PICA's efficiency.
The passport system has been pressured for the last couple of years with the facilities that they work with, and they've been trying to find a bigger location to move to. But now they get a chance to test larger space, such as what is available now, how they can make the system even more efficient. And
Chairman of PICA's advisory board, Dr. Leakim Simaj. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.